Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look and how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. Check out my Goal Achieving Paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available now on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've realized that many of us are not very self-confident when it comes to our finances and money. I want to share with you 5 ways that I've learned how to develop financial self-confidence. Developing financial self-confidence, to me, goes hand in hand with creating wealth, abundance, and prosperity. Here's a fact. The more financially confident you are, the more money you will allow yourself to create, to control, and to enjoy. So I'm going to share a few self-help tips for building your financial self-confidence. Number one, clearly and vividly define what wealth and prosperity mean to you. Do you have a clear vision of what your wealth looks, sounds, and feels like? Have you actually written down a definition of what wealth means to you? Is there a certain emotional and/or physical monetary figure that denotes financial prosperity to you? So let me ask you this. If you haven't yet taken the time to clearly define wealth, then how are you going to know when you've achieved it? One aspect of financial self-confidence is having a clear picture of what the financial future looks like now and how it's becoming your reality. Number two suggestion for building greater financial self-confidence: strive for being more proactive with your finances. It's your money. Do you know what's happening to it and with it? Developing financial self-confidence is about competently controlling your current finances and learning how to manage future wealth. One of the best self-confidence builders is committing to staying proactive with your finances and your life. Communicate with your accountant, your banker, your financial planner, and anyone else involved with your money. Ask questions, read the latest materials, and take action when it's necessary. Know the specifics of the who, what, where, when, why, and how of all your financial dealings. The goal is to be in control of your finances and not have your finances controlling you. Here's number three. Be receptive to growth and change. This is great advice for your personal, your professional, and your financial life. It's a fact of life. Stuff happens, and life is constantly evolving. Your personal, professional, and financial life should be evolving right along with you. As the life stuff is happening, make it a priority to keep your financial house in order. Yearly, or as circumstances warrant, check your insurance plan, your legal papers, and savings and investing documents. Self-confidence comes from knowing that as life evolves and transforms, you'll still be able to effectively and efficiently manage your financial future. Here's the fourth way to develop greater financial self-confidence. Know that you're worthy and deserving of wealth. This one is probably more emotional than financial, but if you aren't giving yourself permission to create wealth, you'll sabotage your financial success. Make the time to truly appreciate and understand your emotional relationship with money. You'll only allow yourself to create, retain, and enjoy wealth to the extent that you believe you deserve to be wealthy. And finally, here's the last one. Number 5, recognize and understand your money values. Your money values were formed in childhood. And if you'd like a clue as to what those values are, look at how your growing up family, friends, and neighborhood talked about money. The values developed and nurtured during childhood are unconsciously still controlling your financial life today. So take a look at your money values and understand them. So quickly, here's a recap of 5 ways to develop financial self-confidence. Number 1, clearly and vividly define wealth and prosperity. Number 2, strive for being proactive with your finances. Number 3, be receptive to growth and change. Number 4, know you're worthy and deserving of wealth. And finally, number 5, recognize and understand your money values. Self-confidence develops by understanding the financial values that are most important to you and your future wealth. As a rule of thumb, it's best to invest, save, and spend in ways that are most compatible with your core financial and money values. In my opinion, wealth is as much about developing personal self-confidence as it is about developing your financial portfolio. I'll say it again. The more financially confident you become, the more money you'll allow yourself to create, control, and enjoy. The more confident you feel about your ability to manage money, the more money you'll have to manage. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can subscribe to iTunes Women Enjoying Success and get notified every time a new iTunes podcast is downloaded. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com and check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams. And in fact, check out all of my business and personal development books I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon.com. Also, keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels, and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'm going to leave you with this quotation from Jim Rohn. Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.